grateful, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. I'm missionary evangelist Linda Cathras, and welcome to Glory and Grace Daily. These devotionals are to minister to you from the Holy Spirit. Praise God for them. Hallelujah. This is devotion 14. Grace is really not free. 2 Corinthians 5:21. God made the one who did not know sin to be sin for us, so that in him he would become the righteousness of God. Grace is not free, at least to the one who gave it. Grace is free to us, but was not free to God. The grace of God has completely freed us from sin and all its consequences, and brought us into sharing the very nature of God, where we can enjoy all its benefits. We rejoice in the free forgiveness of sins and the gift of righteousness that we have. But they did not come cheap. There is a reason why God did not pour out judgment for your sins as he did to the Israelites under the law. It is not because we are better in ourselves than they were. There is a reason why you can sit today and talk to demons and see them run away in a demonstration of the power of God that you are using. Grace came at a horrible price to God. For you to be forgiven, he had to become fully identified with you as a sinner, go to the cross, and endure a shameful and horrible death. Grace is not free to the giver. We thank God for the lamb he provided to be a sacrifice for our sins. This is part of the reason why in the scriptures that grace is often called grace that is in Christ. Because it is not cheap kindness, but kindness at the price of the life of Jesus Christ. Jesus did not merely extend kindness to you. It cost him everything to show us this favor. Be thankful for grace. Meditate. What motivated Christ to endure such grief and sorrow for you? See John 3:16. Let's read it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Pray. Tell Jesus, thank you for paying the price for you to be saved. Let's pray that prayer right now. Daddy, God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you just to thank you, Jesus, for paying the price for me to be saved. Hallelujah. Act on the word. Besides thanksgiving and praise, there are at least two other things you can do to show your appreciation for grace. First, say thank you to God by living fully for him, making full use of grace. Then you should extend the same kindness to those around you. Be a living manifestation of God's grace in the way you treat others today. We give God all the honor, glory, and praise for this devotion. And right now, while you're being ministered to by the Holy Spirit and meditating on that word, I just want to share this song with you.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man. You were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Above all powers, above all powers, lift it up.
This is truly the kind of grace, the grace that we are talking about. Through all of the devotions, from devotion one throughout the 28 devotions that will be ministered to you, this is what the grace of God is about. He took the fall and thought of you and me. Above all, hallelujah. Devotion 15, how to receive grace. John 1:12, But to all who have received him, those who believe in his name, he has given the right to become God's children. Grace is received because it is a gift of God. If you are a believer, you have already received grace into your heart. The same way you received the grace that brought salvation for your soul is the way you will receive grace for your health, relationships, finances, marriage, business, etc. So how did you receive grace when you got born again? The scripture in John 1:12 teaches us that all those who have received Jesus were given the right to become God's children. It then shows us how they received Jesus by adding those who believe in his name. My God, hallelujah. Grace is received by faith. This truth is so simple but very critical, and it is amazing how often we miss it and continue to miss it. You receive all of God's favor and blessings for your life by believing. When you believe, you receive. Let me say that again. When you believe, you receive. I cannot tell you how many believers out there are trying to get God to bless them financially by doing their best to be faithful in tithing and seed sowing, etc. This truth might shock you, but it will change your life. When it comes to receiving from grace, all you need is to believe that God has given it to you. Powerful, powerful. Receiving from God is not the same as manifesting or making physical what you have received. Faith is believing that you will receive from God and acting to receive or manifest what you believe. Giving is clearly scriptural and is associated with financial prosperity. It is the mindset of giving to get God to bless you that is the killer. Let me read that again. It is the mindset of giving to get God to bless you that is the killer. When you know that you are already blessed by believing, then you give to release or manifest your blessing. This is a place for works, but not to make God give you anything. Rather, you must express or manifest what you have received. Meditate. Can you see the difference between believing to receive from God and acting to manifest or bring forth what you have believed? Many believers are acting as by giving mentioned above, without first believing. Only results in frustration and burnout. Pray. Make a request to Jesus now that he will enable you to be an expert in receiving from him. So let's pray. That's good. Father, Daddy, God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you and thanking you and praising you for your word and this devotion. Jesus, make us experts in receiving from you. Amen. Act on the word. The greatest thing we need to do is shift our mindset. It will change your world. Take God for his word. If he has given, he has given. Turn your attention toward how to make what you have already received work. God bless you. This is the end of our devotions today. Receive that word from the Lord in your heart and your spirit. I just thank you for listening. May the Lord bless you and keep you and shine his face upon you. You are listening to Glory and Grace Daily by Dr. Patrick Obin. I'm just honored and privileged to read his devotionals to you. 28 chosen daily revelations of grace to transform your life. Hallelujah. Now I'd like to bless you with a song that will minister just to you. And have a good day. God bless you.
Close to you, never let me go, and lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm afraid. You are my.